Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
If you can't win the race, don't worry, because I will.
Oh, mine's more of a joke. What did Willy Wonka say to the kid who ate the candy bar that made him stuck in the TV?
That's...
She got on TV.
Damn.
I just can't with the way he said that. It was so funny. Okay, well, I am Tyler.
And I'm Travis.
And this is Privileged Twinks,
a podcast where we recap the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
That's in Utah.
Utah, darling.
What did you think of this episode?
It was, you know, it's like, I just want next week's.
I know.
That's what I want them to talk about. But I was surprised by some of the topics that came up this one time. So I was entertained. Although, I was like, this was unexpected. And also, like, does it really matter? I don't know. What really matters is...
I just can't imagine Lisa going back and watching these and not thinking that she is, like, doing anything wrong or coming off as mean or whatever, too.
But she's done that for 3 years.
I know. That is true.
So...
It's just kind of crazy because...
I don't know why you can't believe it.
They fight like they're, like, sisters. Like, they hate each other.
Oh, Monica and Lisa?
Yeah, like, they just won't stop. Like, they remind me of, like, when my cousins, who are all, like, girls, would fight when they were little.
Yeah. It's not hard to watch, but it's, like...
It's not going anywhere.
It's a little cringy for me, because I'm like, I would do the same thing. If I was fighting, if I was, even as an adult, if I was, like, really in it with somebody like that, I would be doing all of that.
You would just keep going back and forth.
Oh, I know.
I know.
So I'm like, well, I can't say anything about that.
Yeah, there hasn't really been any like new developments on Twitter or anything. I feel like everyone's been pretty quiet.
Yeah, well, I mean, a 3 week burn about the same topic is kind of excessive, you know.
Yeah, I just mean, have you seen anything?
No.
Like, normally I have some little stuff to talk about from like off the show stuff, but I have seen nothing at all. The only thing I did see was that Jen somehow posting from jail. I think this had already happened last week, but I didn't mention it. But she's basically was saying, like, if Andy or anybody on production, like, implies that I gave someone a black eye, then I'll sue them.
Okay.
For defamation. Because it's all lies or whatever.
Okay. I don't think that's how that works, but...
And then Andy on Watch What Happens Live was like, someone said, like, that's crazy. And he was like, crazier than Jen Shaw tweeting from prison?
Yep.
Something like that. Like, he's over it.
Yeah, I'm over it.
I mean, yeah.
This is the thing. I have not seen it many times, but I have heard other people say, or one other person say it. And then I think I've seen a few things on Twitter where it's like... Like, once Jen Shaw's done with her time, like, it would be funny for her to, like, try to get back on the show. Or, and the one person saying that, like, bring her back on, who cares? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no. If Monica lies about, like, something inconsequential, I say inconsequential, like, little lies and, like, interpersonal drama and stuff like that, sure. You know, like, those are things that housewives can do, and we can build bridges and get over it.
But yeah.
the what Jin Shah did is not something to ever, ever, ever celebrate and or hold as a stepping stone for her. That's like, I'm not saying she can't do her penance to society and like rebuild her life and be a better person. And maybe if she had like shown some sort of positive growth, even then, I don't think so. I'm like, you don't get to come back to reality TV after doing that.
Yeah.
Especially not a show that's about being rich, even though Monica, I know, but like predominantly about being wealthy and showing that side of people's lives.
Yeah.
And you did that. You were able to do that because you stole all that money.
Yeah.
So scammed it from the elderly. So you don't get to come back and do that again.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I would think too, but you never know, because you know what? People
that's what I'm saying.
With criminals and
in America, girl.
Like
I, yeah. So that's what I'm
the Gypsy Rose of it all. I mean, I know gypsies is a very different situation.
But yeah.
The way that we're kind of not we're, but like the collective we're kind of like putting her on a pedestal, making her an influencer type of thing is just kind of weird to me.
Huh.
No.
No, because it's, I mean, I don't care about that. But I at just the same, mean, but at like, the same time,
she murder someone.
Yeah, but there's she was, as far as I know, victimized and abused her entire life.
Yes, yes.
Put down.
She's and kind she of, said she regrets
and
it.
And she has other issues, and she did something out of survival. Right or wrong. I mean, that's like, you know, that has been put for before court. People have talked about it.
I know. But I just think like the almost like memification of this person is kind of icky to me. And I do feel like people might do that with Jen. Because they already kind of do that with Jen.
Hmm. I don't know. Like, I feel like
she's
what
crazy.
She did.
I love her.
Well, yeah, but that's what happened. Like when back in the day, serial killers would get like,
oh, I know,
letters and letters from all these thirsty women.
Yeah,
who were like somehow attracted to them.
Like people literally showed up to,
but they didn't go on TV.
They showed up to Ted Bundy's like trials.
Yeah,
feigning over him. It's crazy. I'm just saying, I don't put it past people to say they want that.
That's what I'm, yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't want that to happen. I don't think that should happen. So hopefully it doesn't. And I'm tired of hearing, you know, she's relevant to the show in the sense of like what things that are going on. Cedar.
But
I'm also like, at some point we got to stop talking about her.
Yes, but.
Or call her another name.
It is just
JS. Like, you know when JS was on the show?
They call her Jen Blah on Reality Tees.
Yeah. Give her a different name that she doesn't want so that, you know.
My thought.
Stop feeding the beast.
The only thing is, it would be interesting to see a chat between her and Monica because Monica did, like, send things to the authorities. That's the only thing I want to see. Like, I wish like Monica and all the other people on the Reality Vantes part could get their like.
But I feel like that would be abusive to Monica.
No, I know, but I wish that they could get their like have their say of what they actually want to say to her, and I'd like to see that.
Oh, so you just like strap Jen down, put duct tape on her mouth,
kind
and
of.
Let everybody yell at her.
Sure. Kind of.
Okay.
Okay, well, I guess let's get into the episode. We have a lot to discuss, and yet I feel like nothing to discuss.
Yeah.
Okay,
I feel like we could probably just, like, summarize a few things and be like, okay,
Well, yes. We begin with the Angie versus Monica thing that was...
We left with.
That we left with, yes. And then immediately it shut down by Meredith
saying
touche, it's cold.
The touchette.
The touchette. Yeah, that was weird. I didn't really understand what was happening. I was taking notes and hearing it, but also not hearing it.
Yeah.
What did?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the same. Touche.
Was Monica saying touchette and they were like, it's touche?
No, they were saying, what's touchette? Because touche wouldn't really apply in the situation.
Well, if she doesn't even
I think
know
she
how
was
to
saying,
say
it, I think it was tete a tete, right? Isn't that a thing? Like back tete a tete?
Tete a tete, like tit for tat?
Yeah. Is that where that comes from?
I don't know. So yeah, basically Meredith shuts it down by saying that they're all cold.
And then, right. Or freezing.
And Whitney's going crazy over here. I don't know what she said.
Yeah.
Whitney also, like, that does seem kind of dumb. You always know that reality, like, sets are going to be either like burning up or cold. And I feel like a big set like this is going to be cold.
Yeah, girls are going to do anything for a look sometimes. So
for that look?
You know, if she thought she was serving, that's what it was.
Okay. So basically then Andy shifts and we get a montage of like everything happening with Monica and her mom.
Yeah.
And also with her mom probably canceling the Bermuda trip part.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy asks her about that part and she's like, it's an unsolved mystery because her mom and her aren't speaking since filming. So she doesn't know. Like her mom hasn't like told her if she did it or not, basically. But it seems like her mom messaged production, which Andy doesn't deny, seeing if she can go on the Bermuda trip. And production said no. So she was pissed because she felt like it should be her that was there. She threw a fit. And then that's why she thinks her family didn't see her. Like she said something to them.
Yeah. But even, I mean, that sounds very plausible and likely what happened. So, but I just, it's weird to me that they didn't give, that they just went and give some type of reason to Monica.
Production like, or the family?
The family. Even though, like, I just question, like, the character and integrity of these people. Like,
yeah.
Even though, yes, it was for a show. So, I mean, maybe that could be like, you just were trying to use us. But you could say that. I don't know. It's like, it is your family. Like, you should.
Like, the even ghosting if you don't, part is weird.
Yeah, even if you don't know them like that, if I, you know, if somebody was, like, coming in, you know, I could see it being like, well, we don't really have, like, a ties like that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you were coming out of the, like, this was all built on, like, family obligation, like, ties or obligation or whatever. So, like, give her a reason.
Yeah.
And maybe they did, and she just doesn't believe it, so she hasn't said it.
Yeah,
I don't know. But that part is really, like...
Strange.
Yeah.
To me, my thought is, like, they probably weren't even that close. Like, they were kind of like, I guess, sure, we'll do it. And then the mom was like, don't do it. And they were like, okay.
Maybe she said Monica was going to do something crazy to with them on TV or something.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. Well, also, the mom could have lied about a whole lot of things. She could have been like... She's a psychopath. Don't see her. Don't even text her. Something like that. You know what I mean? Like,
right after setting
she's called her a psychopath before. She's called her all kinds of names. So,
yeah.
So then she basically is like talking about her dad and saying she doesn't know anything about him except that he like wanted to move to Florida. The mom didn't. He moved to Florida. End of story. She's never seen him. The mom, obviously, we know. Got rid of every evidence of him, and she just wishes she like could know what he looked like, basically.
Yeah.
And then
a shitty situation all the way around.
It is, yeah. And yeah, I guess I don't fully get it because I'm not in that situation, obviously, but it is kind of like you at least want to like know something about where you come from.
Yeah. Well, just wanting to move to another state doesn't seem like a good reason to abandon your child.
That too, yeah. But it does seem like Linda has some issues. So.
Yeah, but like you could go, I don't know, you could fight for custody and then go to Florida. Or you could travel back and I mean, I think part of it was that when he left, she was like no contact with him, like got away from him purposefully. And I mean, maybe there was a reason for that. I don't know. But yeah. it's just bad.
Yeah.
I understand what she means, like saying, like, I don't even,
well, some
like,
people well, don't why would she want to know parents?
Yeah, why would she want to know him at this point?
Yeah.
But I understand the wanting to know where you came from.
So then we have Monica basically says when her mom moved to New York, she was pursuing TV. And then Andy says, she got on TV.
Yeah.
And then, oh, he basically brings up all these things that the mom was like tweeting and retweeting while the show was happening. Some of which we talked about here, like when she made that video, when she's just like calling Monica a liar and all this stuff. But then they showed a bunch of other screenshots that looked even worse than that. Like saying she's manipulative and lying and stuff all in a tweet, in tweets.
Mm-hmm.
And Monica said, like, that was basically the worst part was, like, she knew shit was going to come out on TV because they have that kind of relationship. But she didn't know that, like, her mom would double and triple down
online.
But, I mean, she should have known that because clearly she wants to be famous. So, anything to get views. And that's kind of how I see it. Why else is she tweeting all these things?
Yeah.
Because, like, I get you want to, like, defend your own name or whatever. But, like, at the same time, you know these tweets are going to blow up. So, that's my thought.
Just think it's the kind of fame you don't want.
Exactly. So then Andy turns to Lisa and he's kind of like, you went in pretty hard on Monica, blah, 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 like about the mom situation. You didn't really know anything about it. So what do you think now that you've seen it? And obviously we don't get an apology from Lisa.
I mean, she gave the first part of it. She did give a little bit of like, look this way to me. Then obviously watching it back, like it's in that part where she was like, it's not really my business. Type situation. She was saying it like, I know, I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. So it's kind of like a half, like
she should have
in
said,
the moment it was I this.
Apologize for like judging your situation without knowing the full story.
Yeah.
That's all I wish she
was. She doesn't think that's wrong.
So she, yeah, exactly. Yeah. She doesn't think anything she does is wrong.
Right. The thing Lisa that she should have apologized for.
And falling on my book.
I know. I know.
It's so sad.
She always claws her way up a little bit and then just tumbles back down.
Like, she's a fun person, but other than that.
But then the whole, she wouldn't apologize for saying, nobody wants to be your mother.
Yes.
And
yes.
That was like, that was a low blow.
Yeah. Well, first we get Whitney kind of jumping in here. It does seem like Whitney, and I kind of understand why they put Meredith and Whitney on that side, because it does seem like both of them are like,
okay,
apologetic her. Toward her, like, or empathetic toward her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Whitney's like, it is really weird. Well, Monica started crying about the mom thing,
right? Yeah.
And Whitney's like, it is crazy because when you see it for yourself on TV, you like see just how bad it is, kind of a thing. Like, mm-hmm. Maybe when you're living in it, you don't see it, but when you see it like projected on to others on TV, mm-hmm. What it's like. Like, she was hanging out with her dad. So, just little nuggets of
connection.
Yeah. Which will be crazy if Whitney actually does jump onto her side. Like, I don't want to know what that would be like with Heather. Because also, I do, like, sometimes I do forget the whole lawsuit of it all. Like, that Heather is suing Monica, basically, for wanting, or whatever you call it. She's trying to get her money for Monica not paying it. And then Monica countered, did something.
Yeah. Typically what happens is that the debt goes to like a collection agency. And then if the collection agency can't collect, they'll send it to a law office that acts as a debt collector. And then, or the debt collection may have lawyers represent them or whatever. But then a lot of times it goes to a law office that specifically collects debt. And if it doesn't, you know, what after a certain period of time, then they'll sue it for it. So, I guess as part of that, she has to sue Heather directly, counter-sue Heather. But Heather was making it sound like it was a debt collection thing. And not that Heather's business had sued Monica.
Yeah.
But defending herself in the counter-suit, she has to say what they're, like, why they did a bad job and she's not paying.
Interesting. So, it's a little less legal.
It's still legal.
It's a little less personal, I guess.
Mm-hmm, I think.
Okay, that makes sense. If you didn't know, Travis worked at a debt.
I was not a debt collector.
No,
he
was a debt helper.
I worked with people to help them in these situations.
We will get to the Lisa saying that part, but there's a couple things that happened before it. Basically, Andy asks if Heather and her mom are speaking. And apparently it's like just birthdays and Christmases that she'll like text her.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But she did say like, I knew this would happen. Like if I went ahead with the book and kept being on the show, it was like going to happen.
Yeah. On the one side, it's like, it's respectable, or I guess it's mature. I don't know what you want to call it. That she's like, I made my bed. I'm sleeping in it. I'm not going to complain about it. Cause this is what I knew. This is what it was going to be. But at the same time, it's only that way because those people won't come off.
Exactly,
it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's still annoying.
Yeah.
It's kind of, not her, but her, like the situation.
It's not fully exactly the same, but it kind of reminds me of like what me and my family are going through right now a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not my immediate family. There's just some family members that are being a little bigoted. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to get fully into it, but it is like they will text me and stuff, but we just like disagree on something at such a like big level to me and to them that are both so opposing of each other that it's like, I don't know where it will ever go, which is really sad. And I can't imagine that with my mom. Like, it's sad enough it being like family members that aren't like super in my immediate family.
Yeah.
But I literally can't imagine that being with my mom. That makes me really sad.
I just think that speaks, I mean, I wouldn't want that for you or myself. Then I also think it just speaks like to that, to her. I know as a child, you wouldn't maybe like, this wouldn't help you, obviously, because that's still your parent. But I think it just says a lot about them.
About the mom?
The type of people that they are, that you would.
Yeah. That and you how would, religion is a cult sometimes.
Yeah. It's like, even if you have, even if that is your, you know, like you still strongly believe in that, that's a personal decision. And if you know somebody that doesn't do that, you know, maybe you aren't as close as you want to be because they don't agree on those things, or maybe you can't do all the things that you would do with your child, but you could still have a relationship with them.
Yeah.
They're still, so I don't know. I think it's very sad and stupid.
Yeah. And Whitney talks about it. Her mom and her were estranged for 16 years.
Yeah.
And that seems like that was because of the divorce and the cheating, right?
She didn't say it wasn't.
That's what I assume it was.
Yeah, because it was in
the same. And her leaving the church. And she said, like, her mom wouldn't even text her on her birthday. That is crazy. Mm-hmm. And that's not even, like, Heather's thing is kind of, like, a really big public fuck you to the Mormon church. Mm-hmm. This is, like, an interpersonal thing that happened with her and her husband. And the mom did all that.
Yeah.
That's insane. I mean, I'm glad that they're reconnecting now and are trying to rebuild, but... Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a testament to, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. It is a personal choice at the end of the day, even if it is religious reasons.
Yeah, but they just have a lot of their community revolves around religion, so, and performative, like, religion.
Yeah.
So if you don't adhere, then your social status is damaged.
Oh, yeah. She does say that it was kind of like it all came to a head with them being able to have a good conversation about, or like finally have conversations about the abuse in her childhood. Mm. And it seems like maybe the mom was like running away from that a little bit before.
Yeah.
And then she said like, she really can't have a relationship with her dad right now because of that. And
oh, well, that's a,
he's avoiding her as well.
Yeah. I was thinking that she was basically saying that her having a relationship with her dad put a strain on her relationship with her mother. So maybe that's why they weren't. Maybe it was deeper than religion. Why, you know,
true.
They
weren't talking. True. Maybe. I don't know. Okay. Then we get this whole falling down the stairs narrative that we did see a little bit on Twitter, but we really didn't know what it was about. But basically, Angie tweeted. Or Monica tweeted about falling down Angie's stairs because there was no railing. Mm-hmm. And Angie tweeted back like, shut the fuck up. Or no, Angie tweeted back something like, that's a lie or something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But then Monica threatened to sue her on Twitter, apparently.
She said, maybe I should sue you.
Yeah, but she said she didn't sue.
Right. The thing is that if she was going to sue, she would have already done it. But also...
And I guess Angie called her a piece of shit. That's what
it was. Exactly. It was like, you got into an argument online and she said, you need to, like, you're not in the right. You're not like...
Yeah.
I'm letting... By saying, maybe I should sue you, it's like, this was partly your fault. It's like, so I don't, why are you talking?
At your house and then you're telling me I'm a piece of shit? Well, maybe I'll just sue you.
Yeah. So I don't think it was like an actual... Like, you know what I mean? Like, the way they were talking about it, I was like, you were in an argument and she threw something in your face. Like, that's not a legal threat.
I guess maybe it was just because, like, I don't know. Maybe they, like, why did they cut that? Like, they have literal footage of her falling on stairs.
Because it doesn't make Angie look good, and it doesn't make production look good.
True.
You know, even though they handled it, it just... What does it add? Especially if she's not going to talk about it ever again, there's no really point to... Like, there's only downsides to airing it.
Yeah. I mean, that was a hard... Did you see all the bruises and everything? That was really hard fall.
Mm-hmm.
But
and then the guy immediately being like, oh, those heels or like whatever.
It's yeah.
Like,
and then okay. no shit, she threw them.
Well, yeah, but it was like that's the first thing you say, not are you okay?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, those your shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, okay, that's he probably was like, oh, this is bad.
So
I think it's weird that they don't I'm sure Angie's house is up to code. You know, because all those things get inspected. So I think especially, I mean, maybe they paid people. I don't know. But every state has their own thing about what you can and can't have in your house.
Yeah.
But I just think it's strange that they don't have, they don't require some sort of railing.
But, you know, like, there's so many rich people's houses that have, like, floating steps with no rails. You know, those, like, floating steps that come out of a wall?
I think they have a rail.
They don't. I've seen them.
Well, I don't know. Because that's strange to me. It does seem really... Like, the walls, like, you can't hold on.
Of it all.
You can brace yourself against the wall, but you can't hold on to a wall. You can't keep yourself from falling on a wall.
Yeah.
Which is what's important about safety on the
stairs. It also seems like Monica was kind of, like, in a rush and just, like, went around a corner, and then there was a huge staircase there.
Yeah. Well, I think she knew the stairs were there. She just said that she was, like, she was crying. Yeah. Trying not to cry, and then she couldn't see.
Yeah.
And she wasn't here. You know what I mean?
I do think this is a testament to, like, all these people are saying she's a scammer and, like, shitty and all this stuff. She could have sued you. Or she could have tried.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't.
Right.
So that just speaks to, like...
Yeah.
She's at least not that type of person.
Everything that they throw at... this is, like, a blanket statement. But, like, they try to make her out, like, a liar. And has she fibbed about, certain things that she said? Like, what was it on the first episode where they said, did you ever... The personal assistant thing... She tried to, you know, not go with that.
Yeah.
But all the big stuff, she's always been like, she didn't lie about any of that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm like, I don't think she's a liar.
And it's
and every time they try to make it stick.
It's not like you asked, are you Reality Von Teese? And she lied about it. She said yes.
She said,
she just had been
she's one of
it.
Six people that were involved in it.
She kept it silent, but she didn't lie about it.
Yeah. So I'm very, you know, I don't get what they're trying to do.
Yeah. Angie also is kind of like, well, you said on Twitter that maybe Angie should pay for the scan of your head or whatever, but then I guess production paid for it. So then Angie's like, so you were trying to get me to pay you even though production already paid for it. So that's a scam or something like that.
She was just trying to make you look bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Which
she was basically just trying to say like, well, I had to get my head scanned because I hit my head in your house.
Yeah.
But apparently, Monica said this to Meredith, and Meredith says, like, do you want the house?
Yeah. Well, she said she never said, but doesn't it seem like something?
Yes. Meredith didn't even get that mad about it. And so I was like, bitch,
I did not say do you want the house. I said you're a liability.
Yeah, she said it was a liability.
And Heather, who hasn't been talking to Monica all the time, was like, did she say that?
Yeah.
To Monica. I was like, okay.
And Monica was like, I've never sued anybody. And Heather's like, you're suing me.
Yeah.
And Monica's like, that's different.
Yeah. I mean, it is different in the sense that, like, you're just replying to a lawsuit. I mean, I know it's a countersuit, but you're defending yourself. Like, I don't know. I guess you could, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, so I have no idea.
Yeah.
But she didn't go out of her way to sue somebody first.
So then this is when Andy turns to Lisa and is like, do you regret saying clearly no one wants to be Monica's mom?
Oh.
And Lisa was just like, I only said that because Monica was already nasty to me all season.
Mm-hmm.
Which you were already talking, you were the one that started talking shit about her mom situation.
Yeah. Even if she didn't apologize, she could have said, you know what? It was a mean thing to say. I was mad. We were going back and forth.
Yeah, exactly. But
like that would have been something other than like trying to explain it. She's a big explainer.
And she's like, everything you're she does the one who's nasty like, to women. And it's like, bitch, you are.
Yeah, they've all been nasty to each other.
Yeah, but don't act like you have never been nasty to women. You're the one with the most iconic nasty lines of almost like any housewife.
Yeah, the hot, yes.
So, and I do like that Monica brought that up then, and then later on, she's like, you called women a garbage horse.
Yeah. Oh, but then she's like, well, that's, what did she say? None of your business, or that doesn't, whatever. So it's like, okay, you can judge all of Monica's interactions,
but with no one can judge yours.
Other women, but when it comes to you two, she can only talk about you.
Yeah. Apparently, she says that she also went after her husband. Lisa said this. And then Monica's like, what did I say about John? And she said, you called him a penis head. Yeah. Which I don't remember that.
I don't think they aired that. Or did they? I don't know.
I don't know. But then someone else was like, well, Monica's the one that wanted to fuck him.
Right. That's the thing, too, is I think, and Monica's already shown this, that like when she, like, she says nice things about Lisa.
Yeah.
And she wants to be friends with her. But when they're in fights, she goes for, she does always go for the low hanging fruit, which is physical appearance.
Yeah.
So if she's mad at you, that's what she's going to do, which I don't particularly like that. I think it's very like, if you're going to read somebody, if you're going to come for somebody, like you need to dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's just, but that's her pattern. She's just going to attack what you look like first.
Then Andy brings up like Monica having three names. And basically she was like legally born with her dad's name. Then when she married, she took that name. And then once she was unmarried, she took her mom's maiden name.
Mm-hmm.
So she has had three names.
I don't think she took her mom's name at the end.
She took Garcia. Well,
they have multiple last names too.
Yeah.
So
her mom's maiden name was Garcia, but then she changed it because she was getting made fun of.
A lot of Latin culture. Well, Latin American, yes. And then in Spain, and I'm not as familiar with Portugal, but like you have two last names.
Yes.
So her, and then they mix them, the child, but I'm not sure exactly how they did it.
Yeah. Somehow, whatever last name or last names her mom had when she was growing up, she didn't like because they made fun of her. So right. Then she changed her last name.
Mm.
So then.
To Darnell.
So then whatever, when Monica finally did divorce, she changed her last name to what her mom's original last names were.
When she was a kid. Okay, yeah. I see what you're saying.
But then Andy's like, even your mom was confused about it. Like, why did you do all this? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, my mom brought it up because it was a dig at me because certain people on the show were saying that I used all these names so I sounded more Latino so that I could be on the show. And Lisa's like, who would do that? And Monica's like, you bitch.
Yeah.
Which I can hear Lisa saying that.
Uh-huh.
And we do know that Lisa has some conservative tendencies. Mm-hmm. Not that all conservatives think this way, but it does seem to align a little bit with something that I have heard conservative people say.
Mm-hmm.
So, like things like, oh, you only got into college because you're a minority or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't put it past her to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But she says that Jen said it, apparently. And Monica's like, well, either way, I've heard it come out of your mouth. So if you're repeating Jen or not, why are you doing that?
Right.
And so then Andy turns to Lisa, who is talking about Jack being in California. Basically, okay, Lisa makes a joke because everyone thinks he bounced on his mission. He didn't bounce on his mission, but his visa was rejected because he chose to use a shirtless picture of him on a boat as the picture for the visa. And she's like, I don't blame him. He's been working out. So weird.
Yeah.
And Andy's like, yeah, that also sounds like anybody, a Mormon thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. And on top of that, like, well, he is 18, right? So he's an adult. Maybe he like was supposed to handle everything himself. But I feel like somebody, like, this is the first time maybe he would have asked, like, maybe somebody would have seen this. You have
six lawyers and a cybersecurity team, but none of them can, like, right. No one on your team.
Nobody looked at the application and been like, you can't send a shirtless photo in for this? Like,
yeah. That is weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
So then they have a little discussion that kind of goes back and forth between Whitney and Heather about the whole mission of it all. And basically, Heather was just saying, like, she was really triggered by it because of her experience. But, like, she realized at the end of the day, she should just, like, support her friend who is choosing to do this mm-hmm. with her son. Which, that is, yeah. You kind of either need to, like, choose to support the friend or not be friends with her. Like, there can't be an in-between, I don't think. Like, you can choose to, like, look past whatever your feelings are about it to support her. Or you can choose to do neither. That's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then
I think this was all very obvious.
Yeah.
Like, these are all things. It was like, yeah, she's just struggling.
It's all things
like,
that I think
triggered.
We already saw happen on the show. So we don't need to rehash them.
Yeah. I mean, it was good to clear, especially with the stuff between her and Whitney. But I think it was obvious what was happening.
Whitney was like, you call me a hypocrite over supporting Lisa because I had already left this church or whatever. And then Heather's like, if I use that word, I'm sorry. And then Whitney's like, I just need to hear you say you're sorry for using the word hypocrite. And Heather's like, okay, I'm sorry for using the word hypocrite. Like, she literally said it twice.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't even listening to her. So then they all... Oh, Andy's like, okay, Mary's going to be coming out soon. And Whitney's like, I'm going to take my lunch. Like, she didn't want to be there while she was out there. But then I guess they do all take a little break and we see Mary.
Well, lunch is scheduled. Like, she wasn't like, I'm stopping for lunch. Like, they knew they were going to lunch.
They didn't go to lunch. They just went backstage while Andy took a bathroom break. This wasn't lunch.
Oh.
Whitney made a joke saying, okay, that's my cue to go to lunch. Basically, like, Mary's coming out. I'm going to leave.
Oh, gotcha. Hmm.
But they do break a little bit and there's like backstage and Mary comes into Monica's room. And she's like, have you been watching it all? And she's like, no. And she said, it's a bloodbath. Angie, Lisa, and Heather are like being relentless. And Mary said, I got your back. And they bring her to the stage and she almost falls. And then Lisa says, Mary down. It reminded me, I know this is not what she was saying, but it reminded me of when Santos got ousted and everyone was like, diva down.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So then basically this whole thing was just to say, like, Mary is, whether she actually cares, actually doesn't care, or just wants another storyline for next season, I do think the whole thing of this is Mary's gonna defend Monica. Like, and she doesn't really see that it's that big of a deal.
I can also see why, because I think Mary felt like they all ganged up on her mm-hmm. for about the church stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, I think Meredith sort of participated a little bit, but like ultimately was on, sided with Mary. But, so it's very similar where it's like most of them are like ganged up against Monica and three of them aggressively. So,
yeah. And she basically is like, you need to be able to tell your story. Mm-hmm. Like, if you haven't yet. So then she goes out. Andy says, pop the 2003 Dom Perignon because we're joined by our friend Mary M. Great to see you at a reunion.
And she's like, okay, Andy.
Yeah. She basically says she didn't come to the last one because of how she was treated all season and the rumors that were made up about her. And then he's basically like, do you guys feel like you needed Mary to come back this season? And Angie was like, yeah, it was good to have some comic relief. And she's like,
well, Heather said yes first.
Yeah, Heather did say yes.
Yeah.
But Angie said, it's like good to have some comic relief. And then Mary's like, Angie, this is your first season. Why are you even answering?
Didn't even listen to what she said. Even though I don't think it was as complimentary as like, they were making it sound like she said it was like, oh yeah, you had your little jokes. That was nice.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it was a little.
And I don't even like think that Mary me, necessarily sees herself as a funny person.
Yeah, I don't either.
So then, Andy is like, she was defending you or whatever. And Mary's like, whatever. And he says, who in this group do you like? And she takes a long pause and she's like, I like Angie. And Andy's like, you do?
Well, to be fair, an example of what she was saying just happened where like Mary really just came for her. And Angie was like fine with it.
Yeah.
And also like right after told her to get lipstick off her teeth, like in a nice way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then was still pleasant to her. So she can, in fact, handle it.
Yeah.
She's whether like, she should or not, I don't know.
Yeah. She said, like, I like Angie because she can take my toughness. I like Monica. She's pretty.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only reason she likes her.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves Meredith. And she said, I love you.
Yeah.
She said, Heather's kind of like, what about me? And she's like, I didn't like what you were saying about my house. Which Heather was just saying, like, I was just saying it's like extravagant and crazy eclectic, and yeah. Eclectic. But she was talking shit. Yeah. You don't say someone has Dr. Seuss furniture and not be talking shit.
I was going to say the only thing she really, that you could really say was like, not nice was the Whoville thing.
Yeah. But then Andy's like, you called her inbred. And Heather's like, yeah, you call me inbred. And Mary's like, I think the house comment's worse.
Yeah.
Heather also doesn't seem to really care that she said that.
Well, why would you?
But yeah.
It's Mary. I mean.
Yeah. But then
Mary I like Mary mostly, and especially when she participates. But you can't say that she makes any sense a lot of the time. But
yeah.
Even though she is funny and she does do a lot of like she I like that she stands up to these people. I like that she has little, you know, she comes in swinging.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make sense most of the time or a lot of the time.
She did say, I didn't need this show to buy my house, Heather.
Yeah.
Because Heather just bought a house.
Which she said is from her business. I was very confused by this too, because I don't know that her house before was bad, but I think her house before was big, but she was married to a wealthy family.
Heather?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't think like she came, you know what I mean? I don't really
know. She just bought her own house with her own money, I think. But like she already had money.
Yeah. So I guess maybe that's what's Mary's.
And Mary, don't act like you didn't get yours from your wealthy family either.
Right. She inherited it. You didn't do anything for that. Right. Yeah, exactly. So
they show like a montage of all the times that Mary was like mean to people's faces this season, including being like, Heather, your necklace. Mm-mm.
Yeah. What made you do that?
Yeah. And the bobblehead comment and the comments about Lisa. And Lisa basically is like, I just don't like that when you get to say horrible things about us. And then as soon as we like reciprocate, you like shut down and say like, I'm done talking to you.
Yeah.
Which I agree true. With.
Yeah. Mary is right in that she does say what she like to people's faces.
Yeah.
But she won't take it.
Yeah. Then we get this really weird, they talk about Robert Jr. and the marriage of it all. And then we get this really weird unseen footage where she's basically like explaining that she heard them having sex and the girl was like being too much. So she went in the room and said, don't give him a bigger head than he, like, you don't need to do all that. Don't make him have a bigger head than he already has.
No, she was saying that to her hairdresser.
But then
she said
it to the girl.
Oh, did she?
She said in the moment, she said it to the girl. She just didn't go in the room because she knew what they were doing.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that is pretty wild, being like screaming in the house with your mother-in-law.
Yeah. But also apparently the house is big enough that she never sees them.
Yeah, but still, I don't know.
It is weird. Andy asks Whitney how she felt about Mary being back in the mix. And she basically, well, first Mary's like, Whitney's terrified of me. And Whitney's like, I did feel kind of bad and I wanted to repair our relationship and like all this stuff, but everything coming out in the press wasn't from me. And Mary's like, well, you're the one that was like speculating about it. And so you made it be in the press, which I do agree with.
It's the same thing with Monica, the rumors about Seth, like, everybody heard all that, but it wasn't national news until you made it out.
Yeah, exactly. And she says, Andy brings up Whitney calling her and Robert Sr. predators. And Whitney was like, that was just my own trauma with religion. So I don't actually think you're a predator. I'm sorry I said that. And like, it was nothing meant to be like sexual or anything like that. It was just like, I see religion like this as a cult and as predatory behavior. If you're the one running it, basically. But she says that she's like put in the work on herself in the last years. And it was just hard for her to see the way that Mary was like, these women need, like, there's no growth in all this stuff.
Mind you, this is coming from every time, it's easy to forget, but Mary is a pastor.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, she does not read like any type of pastor to me. I mean, in the same, like talking about growth and how to like behave around people or like, I don't know. She just doesn't seem like some enlightened being type situation. That's very like entertaining, but not that.
So then Whitney's like, or Mary's like, oh, so tweeting about me is growth. And they show like a tweet where she's basically being like, oh, it's ironic that Mary's the one like being on a high horse or something like that. Mm. And Whitney's like, well, you tweet about me first. And she's like, no, I didn't. And then they show a tweet that says Whitney is racist from Mary.
So, which she was like, yeah, I said that.
Yeah. And I she said, that. She do believe it. She does believe it. And Whitney said, that breaks my heart that you believe that. And basically the whole of it all is that Mary just thinks that anyone who grew up or was associated with Mormonism is racist because it was written in their practices to be like, if you are not, like, if you have different skin color, that means you're the, I don't know exactly the
words. Cursed bloodline.
That's what it was. Something like that. Yeah. Which Heather and Whitney do back up. But they also both are like, that's why we left it. Like, that's part of the reason. So they don't believe that. And then Lisa keeps chiming in and is being like, I'm Mormon too. No one wants to ask me these things. And then when they start saying these parts, Lisa's like, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. Which it literally is true.
Yeah.
So it makes me really mad that she, like, now all of a sudden wants to be, like, considered one of the Mormon people on the show.
Yeah.
When she's never really tried to make that her storyline before.
It's also like, it's like, I guess because it's religion and it's supposed to be 100% right in the way Christians view it a lot of the times. But I just don't understand why people can't like when like if you're thinking of like American history, like you can say there were good things that happened, but there were bad things that were happening. Like you have to like, that's just all of it. You have to be able to like wrap your brain around all of it.
Yeah, and apparently Lisa can't.
Yeah, she's like, no, we don't talk about, like, this stuff didn't happen. It's not that bad. Let's focus on...
Or she's like, my church doesn't practice that. It's like, okay, that's good, but that doesn't mean that Mormonism wasn't, like, founded on those principles.
Right, or that, like, even if it wasn't explicit that was part of the dogma that happened for generations, that they mistreated people that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So the only good thing that comes of this is Whitney's like, do you feel like I've done or said anything that would like constitute you calling me personally racist? And Mary says no.
Which this was smart on Whitney's part.
It was really smart.
Like, yeah.
Whitney didn't like overreact, didn't do anything. She was just like, let me clarify what you mean. And Mary's basically like, I don't think you or yourself are racist. And then she's like, okay, good. So then, Andy...
But she did say that she thought she was 100% racist.
I mean, yes.
Then she said, okay. It was very...
I guess she just means, like, things are ingrained in people.
Right.
Which is true.
But Whitney's never done anything personally to her.
Exactly. Okay. So then, Andy says that Mary has seen the finale. So what do you think about how all the women reacted to Monica and Bermuda? And she's like... I thought it was a little over the top.
Like, which it was.
It was.
It was entertainingly over the top. It was iconically over the top. But it was over the top.
The part that I really, like, in hindsight, looking back on it, don't like is that they said, pack your bags and leave. I get that that's a really dramatic conclusion to it all. But bitch, you knew about this for who knows how long. Heather did. Yes, you may have just got it confirmed on the phone that day, whatever. But you knew very well going into the trip that she probably was reality Von Teese, that she like had said these things and all this stuff. And you treated it as if that you didn't know until that very second.
Yeah.
And then you said
that was the moment she seized,
and leave.
That's the moment she seized power and she had the power.
I mean, it's true, but you could just be like, go upstairs and I don't want to talk to you. I don't know. I guess that's not as dramatic of a conclusion. But it does seem like literally making her leave the trip early is too much for just that Instagram thing.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, so she starts taking up for her and she's like, I don't really know that much about the account, but like, we need to hear what Monica has to say about it. And Lisa's like, oh, would you care if that account called you a dumb bitch?
Mm-hmm.
To which Mary immediately responds, probably not.
Yeah.
And then Monica was like, well, would you care if a friend called another good friend a garbage whore who can go fuck herself?
Yeah.
And Lisa's like, stop it. Get the audio, Heather. And so they play this audio from Tanisha.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I called her a snake, like, you dumb bitch. Like, low-key, I want to DM Mary from, like, a burner account. Maybe I'll even do it from Reality Bounties. So, yes, she possibly called Mary a dumb bitch. But she also, it is kind of taken out of context. She did say Jen said it, which that doesn't really make that much sense to me.
Well, maybe you could say that she was saying those things and that maybe I should DM Mary that Jen said these things.
True. That's true. That's
from
true.
A burner account.
And that would make sense in the context because the whole account was about Jen.
I think it was really good, smart, and topical since all these audio recordings have been coming out after the reunion anyways.
Mm-hmm.
That Monica already then was like, you're playing like one side of a conversation out of context.
Yeah.
Like, you can make it look all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
Which is true. Because Tanisha did not keep her audio recordings and provide them.
This would never be allowed in court unless it was the full transcript. Just say.
Yeah. So it's like,
from my 1 year doing mock trial.
So I do think it's very childish.
Yeah.
Especially if somebody says this is the context and you're like, nah, I believe that because it doesn't make you look worse.
Also, she's like, okay, Lisa, you never called someone a dumb bitch?
Right, okay, exactly. Surely.
So then I really didn't catch what Heather says about Reality Vontees, but she says the name, mm-hmm. Reality Vontees. And Monica tells Heather, shut the fuck up immediately. And she says something like, beep, beep, started the account. Like, said a name.
Right.
Which could be that Kai person, because they've actually been... Oh, wait, I do have some more tea, actually.
Oh, okay. Spill. Ship.
Kai basically came on and was like, Tanisha is backtracking and saying she's not really a part of all this stuff, when she fully was one of the... She said there were 5 members and one other person had a login at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So, corroborating the 6 people.
Yeah.
And was saying that Tanisha was really, like, one of the ones who started it all. So the fact that Heather and Tanisha are still good, apparently, mm-hmm. is crazy.
Yeah.
And
hypocritical, you might say.
Yeah. And he's like, Monica isn't lying about anything she has said about Reality Vontees. And I don't know. And he's also like, it's really, really crazy that Tanisha, someone who we all thought was our best friend and in on this, is the one leaking all of this. Like, they're... And it just happened overnight and there was no fight between any of us. Like, it was literally, she chose to do this and it makes you wonder, like, why? Like, for her 15 minutes of fame, basically.
Yeah.
She's choosing her 15 minutes of fame over real friendships. So it's crazy if Heather's going to be so fuck you to Monica that she's still letting Tanisha do her hair.
But then going deeper on that, it's like, so if Tanisha was part of the account and Monica was part of the account,
then why is Heather not mad? Hold on. Both?
Yeah, exactly. So that's saying she's not actually mad that Monica was part of the account. She's mad that Monica is on the show.
Yes, and part of the account.
No, I think it gives credibility a little bit to the theories or the conversation that these women are mad that this, like, upstart, person who's not part of their circle, really, is made it on the show, has been so entertaining, and they want to get rid of her because she's not one of them. And this is, like, I think that could still be a little bit of a, like, hard to prove, like, a little bit of a stretch. But it does elevate it a little more if you're going to be mad at Monica and not Tanisha.
Yeah.
Even if Tanisha confessed, like, if the crime is so horrible, how is she still your hairdresser?
Exactly.
How are you still friends with her?
Yeah.
So it's really not about Reality Bounties. It's about.
And how are you probably going to give Tanisha more airtime next year?
Right. So, makes you think.
Yeah. So, Mary basically ends it all by being like, I think you should let Monica say her part and hear her out. And Andy says, like, oh, we will.
Yeah.
Basically, oh, we will next week. So, next time on. Andy says, explain to me how this works. And Heather's like, how what works? Like the internet?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about exactly. We see Monica bring out the burn book, which I am interested to see what's in there. Also, you always hate when people bring out like binders and shit of screenshots and stuff like that.
Just because it normally goes nowhere.
Yes.
Like a lot of times people bring receipts and proof. And then also it's like, especially years ago, it was like these really blown up pictures of iMessages that it's like, nobody's going to read this. Nobody can see it on the camera. The camera's not going to zoom in on this.
The blown up iMessages are the funniest things to me.
And that's what people would bring. And it's like, okay, like, yes,
who
they're not going to
halt. Like full poster boards of it?
Yeah, it's like halt the reunion so everybody can like read line by line, like this evidence that you know, yeah. That's why on the production, we'll just put it in like the relevant parts you need to see immediately. Not like pages and pages.
But I do love calling it a burn book. That's funny.
It is funny.
It implies that each page is going to be a picture of one of the women with like some shit on it.
Yeah.
That she hand wrote or something. I don't know. That's what I'm hoping it will be anyway.
Yeah, I don't know which one's
also I saw
that's what I'm saying. It's just like sometimes they seem interesting and they just don't pay off.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I saw the new Mean Girls and it's not good. to me. People might like it, but I like the old one better. Anyway, then Lisa says that Monica has been stalking Jen, and she's like, no, I didn't. We see the whole, like, you're a single mother with no income. Why are you stalking Jen type of thing? Andy said, do you have proof that she stalked Jen? And she says, yes, I do. So we'll see what that is, I guess. Andy turns to Monica and said, you set up Jen's security cameras, so then you have the ability to, like, watch and listen to her in her house? And she says, yes. So I guess that is kind of proof. Then Meredith says, you told me you had evidence. Heather said, are you accusing her of lying? Angie says, I'd rather not be a fucking rat coming out of the sewer. So just a lot of like, it seems like we're going to get some intense
bombastic
between everybody.
Little lines.
And then Andy asks, is it too insurmountable for you all to move on as a group? We don't know the answer to that, obviously.
Well, we know how Heather feels about it.
Well, yes. But we also saw in the trailer, the very first trailer for this, he like asks like, who here can move on with Monica? Raise your hand. So we'll see what they say, I guess. And then Monica says, Heather can hate me all she wants. That's fine. But she and I went through the exact same trauma. And then Andy says, tell us how the black eye happened. And then Heather like opens her mouth to talk and then cuts a black. So we will get a lot next week. That is the part that I'm most interested about hearing. Like
the black eye.
Well, like what she says exactly happened.
Oh, okay.
Like, were they just like play fighting and she pushed her and she hit her eye, or did she like physically just punch her in the face? That's what I want to know.
I don't think it was playful. Because I think if it was playful, they would have
said it.
Yeah, I think they would have. Yeah. But since, I think that lie was too hard for Heather than just acting like she doesn't know how it happened.
Also, it's kind of one of those things like if you said it was playful, that would still like put Jen in the room. So this was a way to like take Jen out of the room. And the only reason you would want to take Jen out of the room is because she did it maliciously.
Mm-hmm. Or but, maybe they thought people wouldn't believe that it was playful, which people thought
which
it wasn't.
You don't.
No, right. Nobody, everybody thought she did it, or not everybody, but most people thought she did from the beginning anyways.
At this point, it seems like there's no reason for her to lie. So I'm just intrigued to see what she says.
Yeah.
And
talk about being a liar. Everybody's calling Monica a liar. But Heather's a fucking liar.
Yeah. I hope she says that.
Yeah. Anyways.
You lied for a person who literally,
a federally convicted criminal.
You pretty much already knew at that point was
a bad person.
Yeah.
And you already knew that you had a fraught friendship because you knew she was a bad person.
Yeah.
Anyways. So.
All right. Well, that has been this episode. If you enjoyed it, please follow us on Instagram at Privileged Twinks. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to it and review it. Give us 5 stars, please. I don't know why I said that. Normally on Instagram every week, I post little graphics and stuff from Twitter. I think we can officially announce that when the season is over, we are going to each week watch one episode from season one. Ugh. And
we have to relive Jinch.
Yes. I just think it'll be fun to like see it all from the perspective of like knowing where it all ends.
Yeah.
With Jin. As well as we just didn't get a chance to recap that because we started with season two. So this will be a good way to intermittent seasons. We will watch it week to week, recap those first season episodes, and then that way, once the next season comes out, we will actually be on season five with the show being season five. So the numbers will line up more. That makes more sense in my head than probably anybody cares about. But I'm excited that once season five starts, we will be on season five as well. So look forward to that. Even though next week is the finale of it all, we will still be back the following weeks after that to recap season one. So make sure to subscribe so that you will get all of those episodes as well. And this has been Privileged Twinks. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Travis.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye. See you. Bye.